we mind melded today.
Correct.
At pare-pares kami ng outfit.
Oo.
Iba-iba lang ang kulay.
That's ito. Right.
And that, I think that is a sign that we are a girl group.
Yeah. Anyong haseyo, one to sarang imnida.
Imnida.
Ganun natin.
One, two, sarang! Shak, shak, shak. Ganun, hindi ko alam. Usok-sun yung ginawa ko. Okay, so, of course, as a pa-teaser na rin for our debut song, treat us well, treat us kindly. Thank you so much.
Joseo.
Sam nida.
Joseo.
The diamonds are all over the
over
place.
Over the place.
Si Monica ay sumabay.
Which?
The diamonds
are
very hard.
Very hard. Thank you.
Kamsahamnida!
Kamsahamnida!
Gotchok Dome! What's up?
What's up? Jamsung Stadium, let's go!
Annyeong!
We know why you're here.
If you're like us,
K-pop obsessed and K-drama addicted.
Completely in love with all things Hallyu.
At naghahanap ka ng kausap at karamay?
One to Sarang is here for you.
Subscribe to our weekly conversations on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
And make sure to like our episodes and rate them.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And join our community of Hallyu lovers.
Kapag kasama kami, hindi ka nag-iisa.
Let's all share
the Hallyu love.
One, two, sarang!
Hey!
Hey!
Annyeong, this is Pia.
Hi, this is Monica.
What's up, everyone? This is Trency, and welcome to another episode of One, Two, Sarang! Okay, so we are in a very feminist episode. Wow, feminist! And as you can see, kaming tatlo po sa mga nanonood sa amin on video. Hi! Sa mga
hello.
Nasa YouTube and on Spotify video. Hello there. As you can see, we mind-melded today.
Correct.
At pare-pares kami na outfit.
Oo.
Iba-iba lang ang kulay.
Oh my God, that's ito. Right.
And that, I think that is a sign that we are a girl group.
Yeah! Anyong haseyo, one to sarang imnida.
Imnida.
Ano yung
one, two, sarang! Shak, shak, shak. Ganun, hindi ko alam. Usok-sun yung ginawa ko. One, two, sarang! Yon. Okay, so today, as I mentioned, it's a very feminist and very girl groupy episode because ayun na nga, pag-uusapan po natin today ay mga girl groups.
Yes.
And the rise of them in the current times that we are in right now. So, actually, itong episode na to, not inspired siya by girl groups. Actually, inspired siya by, tama, surprisingly. But it came from this comment of Yeonjun in Bam Bam's house na naintriga kami, actually. Kasi parang very interesting na nasabi niya yun. And us, kaming tatlo, were all very into boy groups, admittedly. And we all started there. Kaya naintriga kami dun sa statement niya. Ang sinabi niya dun sa episode ng Bam Bam's house is that there is a pressure to be a fourth gen idol daw nowadays. And despite the fact that they have a lot of good songs, and we know that they are churning out a lot of good songs, that ng mga fourth gen boy group idols natin, it's always the girl groups that are noticed. So parang kami, si Pia actually nag-mention ito, na parang na-curious kami, na parang, bakit niya kaya nasabi yun? Kasi syempre sa mundo namin, the boy groups are there, you know? It's way up there. So, yung conversation natin for today is to delve deep into that kind of questioning. No? Parang like, we always talk about like the rise of the girl group. You know, we've been talking about it for like the past couple of seasons na actually. Kasi parang we noticed early on na parang wow, ang daming girl groups talaga na magaling. And ako kasi galing akong BTS. And when that started, that BTS fanaticism of mine started, parang yung girl groups, hindi pa siya ganun kalakas. No? Parang I can't remember na parang it's them and all the other third-gen groups lang.
I think they were strong already.
Well, Blackpink
kasi sobrang lakas
there.
Na. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But Blackpink, then I guess, in our world, hindi natin siya manonotice. Because we started with Bangtan.
The boy groups. Totoo naman yan. Although nowadays kasi, I guess parang, you know, na-mention yun Twice, Blackpink.
Red Velvet.
They are Red Velvet. Very, I guess, marami, pero parang waning. Parang alam mo yun, medyo may konting wane sila ng konti.
In our
pero
world.
Nowadays talaga, not just in our world, parang in general, alam mo yun, parang like Red Velvet, hindi na rin masyadong naglalabas.
Ah, ngayon.
Diba? Oo, ngayon. Oo.
The big ones before. Okay.
The big ones. Mm-hmm. So, the new generation that's coming in, the fourth gen, sobrang lakas at sobrang dami nila.
Correct.
And we can already see from the charts. And we can already see from the charts, as Yeonjun mentioned, that the girl groups are always gaining, like, yung top
votes.
Parang rankings. Top votes or rankings sa mga charts talaga. So, like, as we all know, parang sobrang lakas ng IVE. And ISPA's always there. And like, it's just a current girl group. And which is why, parang na-mention nga ni Yeonjun. Yung statement na yon. Very interesting. Okay. So, masyadong seryoso usapan. Masyadong kung sineseryoso usapan. I mean, ano lang to. Parang a nice conversation to also delve into our thoughts into this. Because ako personally, like, I wanna get to know these girl groups. Kasi parang, for me, parang, I just don't want to be into the boy groups. I want to also understand the girl groups as well. So, for this episode, of course, we'll start with a question about our K-pop girl group journey. Now that we're talking about it, we'll talk about the age of the girl group now. So, yung current fourth generation, which groups we like from this generation. And ako kasi, I want to know kung ano yung mindset namin, typically, when we listen to girl groups versus listening or watching boy groups. A lot of people also mention mga critics and insiders. They say na the GGs are being marketed in a different way now as compared to before. Mm-hmm. So they're really focusing on like marketing to their fandoms and not just to like the general public. So kami, as the boy group stands that we are, my God, you know naman guys how delulu fanatic na, no? So, ang question ko para sa amin is, will we ever find ourselves standing a girl group more than a boy group? Disclaimer na lang siguro, we're pretty young in terms of our standing in the K-pop world. So, that's why we're really focusing on our current experience. Which is why, hopefully, in our conversation right now, and to also you guys who are listening, sana mas makaungkatay na maraming tanong, I guess, to fully understand what this whole girl group situation is. Okay, simulan ko na. So, akin, yung girl group experience ko, actually. Oh, I don't want to start with myself. Kayo na pa nagsasalita. Okay, Tia will start.
Because, again, I started with BTS. And, syempre, super big deal yung mga year-end award shows. And when I watched the year-end award shows, that was like kind of my first exposure into K-pop talaga. Kasi ang alam ko lang yung mundo ng BTS. And sobrang... ang dami mong kailangan i-catch up na content, wala na akong alam sa world outside of them. So when I first watched yung, I don't remember kung ano ba yung first na award show na pinanood ko that BTS was performing in. And then, ang clear lang sa utak ko, kapag may mga girl groups na nandun, I wasn't so impressed with their performances. Because the reason why I got into Bangtan is because of their performances as well. It was Jimin's own nga, diba? Yung... iba eh. Iba yung dating nila sa stage. So, parang nung when I watched that year-end award show na parang medyo meh lang yung performances ng mga girls, medyo parang, ah, okay, hindi ako masyadong naging interested. And then when Queendom came in, nung nanood ako ng Queendom 2, that was when I discovered Luna. And I was like, okay, meron pala silang mga girl groups who have that kind of performance in them. I mean, Hyolyn aside, kasi naka-solo si Hyolyn nun eh. Obviously, I'm impressed with Hyolyn, but she wasn't part of a girl group. So, parang nung nakita ko yun sa Luna, dun talaga parang nagbago yung tingin ko na, okay, there are some that have this kind of performances. Kasi, again, I'm into it aside from the variety and all of that because of the performances talaga. So I got kind of interested in Luna, but the thing is kasi about me, and I mentioned this before, I'm not big on lore. Eh yung Luna, it's all about lore. So nung nag-comeback sila, hindi ko masyadong masakyan yung song kasi ang dami mong kailangang intindihin pa dun sa mga timelines and whatever for you to really appreciate it. So medyo,
ganun talaga siya. Yeah. Like super connected.
Super connected.
Like all the songs.
As in, I don't remember the title of the song na nag-comeback siya, pero basta may train, may ganito. And I was talking to Mick, hi Mick! I was talking to Mick about it, and I was like, obviously this is connected to a bigger picture, ha? And he was like, yeah, you really have to understand ganyan. So, ako, ah, okay. So, hindi ko na masyadong nagets. But I think what the game changer for me was, actually, nung dumating ang New Jeans, because I feel like right now, just thinking about it, New Jeans is very much like Seventeen in the sense that their songs are so easy to listen to. It's very pop. Madali siyang ipasok sa playlist mo, and then it's fun. It's fun to listen to. And the few times that I have watched them, I super love and it finally interests. And I was super interested with them. Kasi ang galing din nila mag-perform eh. Iba sila on stage. Correct. May command sila on stage na hindi ko nga nakita dun sa ibang mga girl groups na napanood ko before. So when they came along, sobra akong parang, wow. And ito lang din, maybe just an aside, as a mom, what I love about them is that they're young, and I feel like they're such good influences to little girls as well. Kasi parang meron silang kind of coolness and pagiging hip, and being sexy in a way na parang yung mga, parang I like my daughter dressing like them. Yung ganun. Kung sila yung peg.
Okay.
Parang okay sa akin yung ganyan. Like the baggy jeans and the crop tops. Those are cute, yung mga ganyan. So parang they're enjoying their youth and really presenting that. I feel like they're good role models in that sense. So parang, yung sa akin lang, parang maybe it's really just a matter of finding that group. As usual, and I'm really grateful for this biglang pasok nitong mga girl groups na I appreciate now because it really opened up my world and I realized na, okay, merong side. Kasi, sorry ah, if I'm on a rant, pero kasi parang sawang-sawa na ako dun sa mga sayaw nila, pare-pareho, gaganyan-ganyan lang. Tapos tataas. Same! Pero biglang ngayon, makikita mo na yung mga koryo na, ah, wow, okay. Cute, and I wanna dance that too. Parang mga ganon. So, parang yun. So, medyo ganon yung naging journey ko in terms of like girl groups.
So, gets naman, parang kumbaga, the active standing of, I mean, you not actively standing girl groups is like basically because of BTS and just because like you were looking for that kind of energy of performance.
Yeah.
Na you didn't see in the previous groups. Na, kaya naman ng Luna, pero masyado silang complicated.
Yeah. Ang galing nila on stage. Pero yung mga songs nga nila, parang, pagpanoorin mo yung MV, ang hirap eh. Mm-hmm. Nahirapan ako.
Oo. Kumba, I feel like yung mga ganong lore-based groups, parang feeling ko, parang they wanna bring you into that world. Pero if it's already too, I mean, nagawa na masyado yung mundo, masyado ka nang malayo, dun sa beginning niya.
Oo.
Ang hirap na niyang sakyan.
Sobra.
Sanday mo nang kailangan daanan
sobra.
Ulit. Parang may time pa ba?
Exactly.
Ako? And as a multi-stan.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that.
Oo. Medyo wild. Correct. Yeah. Ikaw, Mon.
Thinking about it, like even from way back when, during the 90s,
wow.
90s, hindi po K-pop, pero kumbaga yung mga Spice Girls, Backstreet Boys, ganun. Mm. When I would stan groups, I would stan the Backstreet Boys because kinikilig ako. And, syempre, pogi eh. Diba?
Yeah.
So, I want to get to know them more. I appreciate the Spice Girls and all that. Pero parang hindi ko sila masyadong kinilala as the same way that inattempt kong kilalanin yung like Backstreet Boys nga, alam mo yun. For many reasons, but mostly because I guess I was attracted to the boys, kaya mas naka-focus yung attention ko dun. And I feel like that's kind of similar to why hindi talaga pumasok sa isip ko yung to stan GG's na sabay when I entered K-pop.
Parang at kasama ganun mo kami nun.
Oh, yun nga eh. So, 17. At partida, syempre, yung pagpasok ko doon, yung nag-seal ng deal kasi sa akin noon, going 17 eh.
Yeah.
So, it was content.
Yeah.
It was their non-singing, performing kind of content. Okay. It was basically them just wreaking havoc and all that. I know most most groups naman have this, and a lot of girl groups also have their own band content, right? Mm-hmm. But I guess it's not appealing lang to me. Par iba talaga yung... I don't wanna be sexist or anything, pero iba kasi yung comedy na binibigay nila sa comedy na binibigay ng Going 17, sabihin natin.
Yes.
And super, kumbaga, mas natatawa ako sa Going 17. I don't think gender has anything to do with it. Mm. Mas natatawa lang talaga ako sa Going 17.
Yeah.
Kasi mas ano sila eh, mas magalaw or whatever.
They were trained for it.
Yeah.
they had a comedy
correct
class.
Tama. Tapos minsan din iniisip ko, I mean, ano ba ang pagiging idol? I think a lot of people stan girl groups because they wanna be like them. Right? Parang they see the girl groups as, like, I wanna be like a Karina. I wanna be like one of the Wendy. I wanna be, alam mo yon, parang... And that's super great. I mean, if there's someone that you wanna be like, I mean, if you're inspired by a person and wanna be like them, that's really great. Mm. Hindi ko alam kung dahil ba, baka, kasi, hindi ko alam kung kaya, dahil ba hindi ko masyadong nasakyan yung girl groups when I entered this world. Kasi, feeling ko mas matanda na ako. I mean, gets. Never ko naisip kasi sarili ko na yung sexy the way K-pop girls are sexy.
Gets.
I mean, I'm my own sexy, but not that kind of performative sexy. Alam mo yan. I never saw myself as like that. Even when they perform, they sing. I never saw myself like that. But somehow, I see myself as a performer similar to 17, if that makes sense. I mean, gets with the comedy, with the Going 17 and all that.
So, nakaka-relate ka sa
and even BTS, even the other boy groups, even TXT gets, the way they interact with people. I guess boyish ako, if ganun pala yun. Alam mo yun. Hindi ako makarelate sa... the way girl groups are. But then, here comes New Jeans nga, and even La Seraphim. Parang, hindi ko alam, but there's something about them that's just really cool, that somehow age doesn't matter. Like with La Seraphim, they still do it sexy and all that, but there's something about them. I don't want to be like them. But I kind of feel like I can be friends with them, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Super. Totally relate.
Oo. Kasi parang,
gets ko yan.
I feel like, or maybe I just never really got to know them a lot, but I don't think I can be friends with the Red Velvet girls.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, I don't think they're even friends with each other. Just kidding.
Diba? Maybe twice. Feeling ko I can be friends.
Sa dami naman nila yung makakahanap ka ng friend group.
Correct. Ako feeling ko si Gio, si Momo.
Jonghyun.
Nayeon pwede
pa. Nayeon.
Oo. Jonghyun. Oo, Jonghyun.
So kumbaga, ayun nga. Parang yung most of the time, the girl groups, baka din naman kasi hindi ko sila masyadong kinilala. But, kumbaga may ganun akong sense na it's either, maybe they're too young, so I feel like they can't be my friend. Or something like that. Or, yun nga, kasi parang ibang-iba talaga yung personality nila sa personality ko. But here comes the Seraphim and New Jeans na somehow I feel like, even though they're much, much younger than us, right?
Yeah.
I feel like they can still be my friends. New Jeans, I feel like they can be my younger sisters.
Yeah.
Na I can converse with. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun.
Correct.
Like, I know, Danielle, are we gonna do the dino? Are we gonna do the dino? Dinosaur?
Uh-oh.
Debate? I can do it. Am I doing Aussie right? No, I don't think so, but whatever. British? Sorry. I'm struggling. Pero diba, I wanna talk to Danielle about that. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
And then with La Seraphim, si Yunjin. Tama ba?
Yeah.
Yunjin? Hindi ko alam.
I love her.
Pero feeling ko, mas ate pa siya kaysa sa
akin.
There's something about her that's so ate na, alam mo yun? Pero alam ko, she's much younger than me, but may ganon. Yeah, parang may ganong klaseng connection. So, naisip ko, maybe, kaya din ako hindi nakakonnect sa mga girl groups na alam ko when I enter this world nga. Kasi nga, iba yung alam kong binibigay nila. Like, I never really got to know them. Like, to a deeper level. And nagkataon din kasi na bago lang tong mga new jeans sa Le Sserafim. So, they're starting from scratch. Ang hirap kasi to start in the middle. Alam mo yun, when you have to catch up, it's a lot of time and effort to like really get to know them.
Parang Luna.
So feeling ko rin naman, kaya feeling ko rin, kaya super hindi naman stan, kasi I don't think ganun akong stan levels, but I would like to meet them. Yes, pero stan enough to say na I like Le Sserafim and New Jeans a lot because they're new. They're fresh off the hot press. So, ang dami pang pwedeng matutunan from them. Ang dami pang developments na pagdadaanan nila. And it's nice to go through the journey. And I think that's even real because now, sinusubaybayan ko yung Dream Academy. Well, hindi naman super intense. Pero kumbaga, I drop by every now and then kung may results or kung may performance. Unti pa lang naman yung mga content nila and all that. But, anyway, I drop in, and somehow I think it helps that you get invested kahit papano. Laking factor, of course, na meron tayong Filipina who's involved.
For sure.
Diba? Malaking factor na
shout
may ibang...
Shout out natin siya. What's your name again? Sophia.
Sophia. There you go.
Yeah, I hope you make it. And other, nationality. So, I guess, may fresh factor kasi. And I think coming din from what you said, Pia, na for the longest time, kasi ito yung itsura ng girl K-pop. Parang may certain vibe.
May certain look nga. Yeah, correct.
And yun nga, dahil hindi ako makarelate to it kasi hindi naman ako cute. Hindi naman ako sexy-sexy the way they presented themselves sexy-sexy. So, feeling ko nga kung umabot ako sa kasagsagan ng bago yung Blackpink and everyone was so in love with Blackpink, parang hindi ako, personality-wise, alam kong hindi ko sila... hindi same, alam mo yon. So, I probably appreciate them enough, but not like yung now, na I feel like, I can be friends with you, alam mo yon, parang with the same way I feel with Le Sserafim and New Jeans.
Yeah.
And, but finally, yung last lang din, iisip ko rin din, I think, the image... Maybe image has something to do with it and probably the age. Kasi, you know how, anong grupo ulit nila Sandara? Like, Sandara coming 21. Back. 21. Sandara coming back now with a new album and like, 21 last year was like a lot of comeback after performance lang naman. Of them, diba? Performing again as a group. It really made me realize kasi when 21 was out there and we were young, I couldn't like super... I didn't really appreciate them too at that time. Kasi nga, yung K-pop na pinapresent nila noon, even though strong, whatever na, it's still a sexy kind of, na alam ko hindi ako. Di ba may sexy strong, sorry.
Okay.
I mean, yes, it's still K-pop. They still have to yun mo yun. Be that. And I never saw myself talaga as that. Parang, if I'm gonna see myself as a performer, it would be like probably the solo singers because they're the ones who don't have to dance. And,
correct. Yeah, super.
But anyway, when 21 was out and about last year and this year with Dara, they aged it. Even though they were singing their songs, their old songs, yung performance nila was... a little bit more layered. I guess, mas na-feel ko na, mas na-feel ko yung age, closeness natin to age with them. Yes. Kasi, syempre, they performed it age appropriate. And at the same time, medyo empowering kasi knowing that they're a little bit older now, but they're still doing that. This time around, it's empowering kasi if at that age, they're still doing that, I can do it too. So, gets. May ganong connection na alam kong walang connection when we were younger.
Gets. So, kumbaga parang you stan a girl group or a female idol, I guess, based on how close or how you see yourself in them.
Yeah.
Or how you see yourself in relating to them.
Yeah. And it kind of makes sense, eh. Kasi parang, as a woman... I mean, we're all women.
Yeah. Gets.
I don't know if it's mean, but my standards are higher. human standards.
Oh my god, girl, like that's like literally my thoughts before recording this. As in when I was like going through the ano din, the our outline, kumbaga parang trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. Literally, as in yan din yung iniisip ko, and I was like thinking, why do I put a higher standard on the women? Okay, maybe we can like delve into that a little bit later. Because that's a very interesting topic, actually.
Yeah.
Ako naman yung journey ko with K-pop girl groups actually started with Mamamoo. Kasi parang I wanted to stand a girl group. Naghanap ako. Kasi parang ako, hindi lang pwede BTS. Like, I can't have just like a male group that I will fawn over. Like, kailangan may counterpart yan. So, kaya ako nahanap yung Mamamoo kasi precisely what you said din, Mon, na parang like, I wanted to to be a fan of someone that I can relate to, that I can see myself with. And that was Mamamoo for me. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang like, yung sabaw nila, parang sabaw ng BTS, at parang sabaw ko.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yun? And much like what Pia said din earlier, na parang hindi sila yung typical sexy-sexyhan, si Pia ba nagsabi nun? Sexy-sexyhan kind of girl group. Alam mo yun? Parang they present themselves differently. Like, hindi sila Twice. I actually didn't like Twice.
Actually, sila start. Talaga yung pinaka, yun yung award show na napanood ko, and I remember watching them na parang, hindi kayang magsabay-sabay, ang simple nung choreo. I'm so sorry, I forget what award show that was. But like, series yun eh, silang dalawa, BTS and Twice lagi yung magkasama. And I really didn't like their performances.
And partida, ayaw na kay Jonghyun, kasi nga diba may issue si Jonghyun.
At saka si Jimin. Yes. Yes, that too. But I was like willing naman to ano, to appreciate a performance for a performance. Pero yun, tsaka Aespa, sorry, yun yung naalala ko eh. Aespa, apat na nga lang kayo, ba't di kayo sabay-sabay? Aww. Mga ganyan.
Correct,
anyway.
Correct. Totoo, totoo. In fair though, parang, nung, okay, papatay tayo ng mga blinks. Pero totoo, opinion ko lang naman to. As in, nung nakita ko kasi yung mag-perform ang Blackpink, and when I say mag-perform ang Blackpink, mag-perform si Jennie. Diyos ko day, Jennie girl. Ano ba yan?
Vitamins.
Ano supplements. Yun? Vitamins and minerals, please. Alam mo yun. And then I saw like how energetic Twice was in their current in their previous tour.
Yeah.
Kasi yung talagang sobrang captured nila talaga lahat. Kasi yung charisma ng mga babaeng to, ibang level. Kasi yung tipong engaging, alam mo yun, very much parang connected to their audience.
Yeah.
Like, parang girls, deserve nyo talaga yung world tour nyo na sold out.
Possibly, so, sorry, masingit ko lang dun sa ano, baka naman naka-affect din yung pandemic kaya ganun yung performance nila nung sa yung award show na yun. Kasi like, wala talaga eh, hindi talaga gumaganon eh.
Possibly.
Pero now that like, yun nga, when I see their fan cams of their tours, because audience really brings in a lot. So maybe that's what was lacking in that performance kaya ano. And it wasn't just one, it was several performances. But now, like, okay, I get you Twice, I understand.
True. At alam naman tayo, sobrang affecting talaga yung, I mean, sinabi na marami na parang ang weird na nagpo-perform sila para sa mga, ano, sa mga light stick.
Exactly.
Alam, puro light stick lang na sa audience. Sobrang ibang klaseng, ibang level ng pagkukongkok ng energy yun.
Yeah.
Kasi sobrang hirap. So, gets naman kung saan ang gagaling. Ayun. So, ayun. So, I mean, that's where my journey started. And right now, ako talaga, I actively try to look for girl groups. And feeling ko kasi sobrang dami na rin content kasi ng girl groups ngayon na ang gagaling lang talaga nila in general. Alam mo yun? At ang dami nila. Parang for me, yun yung pinaka nakakahatak sa akin into this world. Kasi ang daming girl groups na sobrang active. And I think, for example, Alphas din ako. XG. Super love XG. I don't know if people would consider them K-pop. A lot of people don't consider them K-pop. Kasi parang they sing in English and they're Japanese. So parang di sila hulma doon. And they also see themselves more as an international group more than just a K-pop group. So gets. But another group na I kinda like right now, kinda like, we're not super stan. Ayoko sa kanila dati because I can't relate to them. is IVE. Kasi I super duper love their current, yung song nila, yeah. Yung current album nila.
Yeah, and Baddies.
Yung Off the Record, tsaka Baddies. Yeah. Sobrang gems. Mm-hmm.
Even Kitsch. I love Kitsch. Sobrang gems yeah, ko yung yeah. Kitsch.
Anong isa nila, yung medyo mas, ano nila, melancholic song. Pangina, ano ba yan? Yung favorite ko.
But IVE, they really they kind of deliver. I don't follow them, like, alam, suddenly, in my, I always listen kasi to that playlist, yung K-pop playlist, kung ano man yung drinop ng current. And every time they drop something new, palaging, oh, what's this? And then I check, oh, it's IVE. Parang gets, parang it always catches my attention. Yeah.
I super enjoy IVE as well, pero meron lang sila sa aking, I feel like whenever they perform, para silang third gen girl group. In terms of like concept, walang freshness factor lang siya sa akin. Although I enjoy their songs a lot. Pero yun yung ano, parang kunwari, year-end award show when they won all that desangs, tapos parang yung mga outfitan nila, parang, gosh, mukhang isa lang yung sastre, tapos noon, ubos na yung oras, tapos sige, bihisan na. And these girls are beautiful. Uh-oh. Ano ba yan? Parang,
they are.
Parang minsan dun lang ako na ano na, evolve din tayo sa mga, nag-evolve yung songs eh. Yung concept din, evolve natin ng konti. Parang may ganun lang ako sa
ayon. Correct. Ayun, nalaman ko na, yung favorite ko sa kanila ngayon is Either Way. Mm. So sobrang, yung medyo ano nila, yung medyo cinematic kind of music video nila. Na I super duper love. Kasi I feel na parang they're trying something new. Na parang sobrang apart from their usual, parang hardcore kind of look that they tried out nung start. May ganun silang vibe. Hardcore, girly.
Oo. Girl crush ang sabi nilang concept.
Girl crush. Girl si Ann Eugene ngayon, as na talaga talagang Ann Eugene, diba?
Ann Eugene. Eugene.
Si Ann Eugene, as in sobrang pinupush talaga ngayon with her short hair.
My God, that is so and funny though because diba pants? Dun sa ano, sa Earth Arcade, as in sobrang kating-kati siya, gusto niya talaga magpagupit ng maikse, as in ginagawa niya excuse yung variety para magpagupit ng maikse. And then when I finally saw, oh, as Fendi brand ambassador, parang dun pa yata niya dinebut yung hair niya, diba?
Ah, I don't know.
Parang pagkita ko, parang oh my God, dream come true si ate girl, nakapagpagupit na siya, buti na lang may concept na bagay.
In fairness, bagay sa kanya, though. Actually, bagay sa kanya yung whole girl crush look. Alam mo yun? And speaking of girl crush, sinasabi nila yun yung bagong parang style nila of like marketing. No? Compared to like the second gen girl groups where they're always
girlfriend
portrayed
cute.
As like, oh, a girlfriend, very feminine. Alam mo, your typical,
cute,
I guess,
cute.
Very cute. Alam mo yun? And I think,
or sexy lang.
Kasi sexy, cute, ganun. Alam mo yun? Parang ngayon, parang they're really trying out like having these like girl crushes persona in each group para to really bring in like loyalty sa fans. Mm. Kasi as you mentioned nga earlier, di ba, parang bakit ba tayo nagbo-boy group? Eh kasi may mga type tayo doon. Yeah. Alam mo yun? Hmm. Parang we're like emotionally invested in them. That's why we buy stuff from them. And that's why the boy groups are actually earning more than the girl groups, even if the girl groups are
charting
more. Uh-oh. Or are charting. So actually, yun yung marang medyo sad discrepancy dito. Kasi parang the girl groups are actually like putting out like a lot of songs that are always on the charts. But at the end of the day, they're the past girl groups, what I mean. Parang they're not bringing in all the cash. The boy groups are.
Because it's the women who have the power of the purse. So, ang mga babae lang naman din talaga yung mga nagagastos sa ganyan. But I feel like, kasi bawi naman yung mga girl groups when it comes to tours and all of that. And like, ambassadorships. Uh-oh. Ang dami din naman nilang mga ganong mga opportunities. Although kanina, naisip ko lang din when you mentioned about yung dating mga concept ng mga girl group na parang yung mga mas cutie-cutie, sexy-sexy, ganyan.
Aww.
Because I remember like, sa mga variety rin na panood ko, or even like Descendants of the Sun, kasi malaking factor din because, diba, it's mandated for them, for the boys to go to the military. And they always have like these performances for them. And syempre, yung girl group talaga lagi, yung mga pinapa-perform sa ganon. Because just to boost the morale of these boys, and parang lagi din pag may mga tao na who look back to their time in the military na napapanood ko, lagi nilang naaalala na, everybody in the room, we were all watching yung ano yung performance nitong girl group na to, nitong girl group na yan. Because I feel, baka ganun kasi yung, kaya ganun yung pagka-concept because it was marketing to them. And hindi naman din makakagastos masyado yung mga naka-enlist. So, paano yung sa mga ka-support? But I feel like that's a huge factor kasi talagang dun yung mga performances nila na nakikilala talaga sila nationwide sa Korea.
I mean, Brave Girls, di ba? I mean, dun naman, dun sila nag... kumbaga lumaki, yeah, in a way, bago sila talagang lumaki in the general public sense. Which makes, parang, which brings me to the fact na parang, yun nga, girl groups, parang aside from yun nga, parang yung mga military and all that, talagang they're really catered to like the general public. People who are not really much into K-pop, but they like the sound of girl groups. I mean, it's an easier listen and honestly. Like ako, for example, like, kaya rin ako napasok dito sa girl, I mean, sa current girl group RISE na to. It's because the songs are just so danceable and the dances are just so easy.
Mm-mm.
Alam mo yun? Sobrang dali lang sakyan. Yeah. So parang like, TikTok na talk talaga yun. As in, yun dun talaga ako unang sumakay. Na parang, I guess for girl groups, it's just like, it's just the easier route. I mean, sadly lang, hindi lang sila, they're not just getting all the album sales. Kasi currently ngayon, parang yung top pa rin is
17 and Stray Kids.
EXT, Stray Kids.
And Hype.
And I guess it depends na lang on what's more important to them. I mean, right now, honestly, I feel like, you know how, like, for example, but 17.
Is it more important to have money?
No,
in this whole scheme
like,
of things?
In terms of like, ang dami kasing criteria, ang daming ways to see kung sino yung successful. Eh. Like, for example, so 17 has been topping the charts now. And because, syempre, as a 17 stan, mas marami yung fina-follow ng mga accounts on 17, right? And then they always push for, yeah, because of this much number of sales, blah, 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 record-breaking here and there, blah, blah, blah. They're all great. But, I mean, that's one, for me, that's one way of, they're all great and I feel like kaya lagi siyang mini-mention is because proud tayo sa boys. Proud sila sa boys na, you know, they're rising. They're like, they made it, you know, they're still going up. And it's great. But sometimes it makes me think parang, but that's just one way of, like, thinking, one way of, like, saying na they made it. I mean, there are other ways kasi, like, and it really I guess for me at least it depends na rin on people like your question nga parang what if for some of these artists parang ang mas nagmamatter sa kanila is that they reach people or that gets the fact that they have fans and then they can focus on the fans, that's more than enough and the charts don't matter kasi I mean kung ako rin yung artist sa totoo lang hindi ko rin okay charts matter because they really boost your morale, right? I mean as any artist or any person, kahit nga employee ka, alam mo yon, ma-award ka ng employee of the month, gets, parang moral yan eh. So, it helps you, ano, it boosts you, it pushes you to keep on going. So, I think that'll always be important. But, kumbaga, it shouldn't be, parang there's also a danger, I guess, on relying on that. Or at least, kumbaga, kailangan din to broaden it and like, think na, there are other ways also of like boosting yourself or like gets congratulating yourself. It doesn't have to be like yung, labels necessarily.
Ako, just to...
Yung akin kasi... Sige, si Pia.
Just to add to yung ano, parang feeling ko kasi, the thing is here is that the charts, the album sales, these are the things that are measurable. Kaya mas madali natin sabihin na successful siya kasi nandiyan na yung numbers, alam natin. But then, parang... when you said na parang hindi lang yon yung ano nung mga success nila, like exactly that, because yun nga, like the ambassadorships, like kunwari si Eugene, she was like one of the top 10 who brought in a lot of sales or parang like,
parang impressions
more of the impressions like because of her representing Fendi. I mean, Obviously, Ive is Ive. Pero because of the other things na ano, parang siguro madali nating sabihin na, okay, the boy groups, kumikita sila sa albums, tapos yung mga girl groups ang nag-chart. Pero hindi lang naman din yun yung kinukuna nila ng pera. At least nowadays, I wouldn't know about like yung dating mga generations.
Yeah.
But like right now, because they have all these opportunities, just one post on Instagram, they could already earn individually outside of their work as a group. I think malaki na rin yung measure kung gano'n din ba sila kasuccessful outside of the charts and the albums.
Like super gets. And I think siguro, now that you mentioned yung difference, kasi ako rin hindi ko rin alam kung ano yung situation in terms of like para ambassadorships before. Para it doesn't actually feel like it was a thing with any group at all. Para it was only recent. It's only recent na parang, kasi nagkakaroon tayo ng parang influencer kind of idols. Like Blackpink kind of started it. Alam mo. And then BTS, and then eventually everyone else got into the game, like, regardless of kung girl group or boy group siya. So, parang interesting na bring up mo siya. Parang for me, kasi ambassadorship, it's not just about monetary gain. Kumbaga, parang it's also giving status to the brand, which is their group. So, parang feeling ko, in terms of, like, the value of the group itself, tumataas siya kung may ambassadorship sila. At tumataas din yung sales nila with everything else. Like, alam mo yun. And but I appreciate the fact still na parang there's a change, I guess, in terms of like going back into like the whole girl group sphere in terms of how they market it. It is really, really changing. Alam mo yun. Like, pag may ambassadorship kasi parang you instantly assume na may following sila.
Yeah.
Kaya ka may ambassador. Yeah. Kasi yung mga nakasunod sa kanila, susunod sa brand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Na ambassador
yun naman yung competition dun, diba, usually?
Correct. Yun naman din. Oh, parang may gano'n naman, diba? So, parang, going back na lang din to, you know, the questions that we have and all that stuff. Parang, what do you guys think about, like, how these girl groups are being marketed now? So, with this new generation of girl groups, parang what for you is different from how they are presented nowadays? And what do you like about it?
Ako yung sobrang nagustuhan ko with New Jeans in particular is that, di ba para silang they came out of nowhere, suddenly parang boom, nandito na sila. And I had no idea, I just watched one of their contents, na yun pala talaga yung naging strategy nila. Parang when they were brainstorming, what is gonna be our teaser before we launch the group? And then, I don't know if it was Hani or Danielle who brought up like, what if our concept is no teaser? So, no teaser. Mm-hmm. Naglabas lang sila ng songs. As in, parang, ang galing lang na parang these kids of thinking out of the box. And that was really so effective. Correct. Kasi parang, with such a great catchy song that, you know, to this very day, I would still love to listen to like yung mga hype boy. I mean, I still love it.
Correct. Diba?
Parang hindi siya naluluma pa rin sa utak ko na with a great song like that, and bigla na lang, ayan na sila. So parang sobrang, ang cute lang din. Although mayroon ako biglang naisip when you were mentioning that. Kasi like, for example, with LeSserafim, we have si Cheon, Sakura, who were already idols before and then nag-re-debut.
Correct.
And then even with Ive, we have Wonyoung and Eugene, who were also idols na before and then biglang. Bakit kaya sa girls, correct, no, madaming ganun? Although to be fair, kasi maganda rin yung strategy because they already have a following. People who wanna see them again. And then now that they're relaunched, those people are now following the new groups. Is that like part of a strategy as well? Or ganun lang din ba kaikse yung lifespan ng girl groups na biglang nawawala tapos i-repackage ka tapos i-debut ka ulit? Wala lang. Bigla ko lang naisip.
Yan ang so boy groups ba? May mga
wala
ganun?
Masyado.
May mga ganun ba? Wala masyado.
Not with the big groups we're standing right now.
Oo.
Yan ang gusto kong makita kasi I think we mentioned this before yung sa Mick episode. Ang girl groups may tanning. Like, when they reach a certain age, basically, their group dies because, or something like that. And if, right now, I feel like people are more open to older idols, I guess, even women. So, what I want to see, and it's something that I guess we'll see in the next few years pa, is if these women nga, who are, kasi right now, they're still of age, pero kung papasok ba tayo sa kind of world na kahit na umabot sila ng 30s, that they're still present. I mean, we have brave girls who are now BB girls who are on the older side, but they're not as popular. And I guess because they're from the older generation, hindi pa natin nafe-feel yung
but
hindi natin masyado nakita yung popularity decline nila kasi technically hindi rin sila yung super naging up there, correct. Alam mo yun. Uh-oh. So yun yung gusto ko makita now kasi ang daming yung mga girl groups na who are up there,
yeah.
And if they're gonna stay.
But kasi yung syempre yung mga yung naging moms yung... na naging family, so nag-disband, diba? But we have Lee Yoli na nagkaka-comeback lang niya and she's still so freaking hot, diba? And of course, Boa is still there. So madami, tapos parang nagka-show sila ni Lawasa, diba? All of them, these.
Yeah.
Parang,
yung traveling something.
Yeah. Diba? They toured and nagpa-perform pa rin sila. So I feel like, syempre at a certain age kung mag-disband, pero kung gusto pa rin nila mag-perform, they're still doing that. And thank you that, you know, ang ganda na reception.
Oo. I think, to answer that, feeling ko, parang yun yung difference na kailangan i-answer now. The boy groups have a very strong fan base. Like, for example, Brave Girls came in. I mean, but then they also came in parang already, like, in the middle of their careers. Alam mo yun?
Or pa-ending pa nga eh.
Pa-ending. They were actually considering disbanding na nga bago lumabas yung Rolling, di ba? Nagkaroon siya ng Second Life. But the thing is, even with that Second Life, they weren't able to maintain that kind of fandom. And the fandom really parang... If you have a strong fandom, you will last longer. Parang, I mean, yun talaga yung key. So, I think that's what they're trying to parang correct, I guess, nowadays. Kasi they see the value of the fandom. I mean, BTS, shit, I mean, yung fandom ng yung ARMY, sobrang last na para talagang naangat nila yung BTS to a level that not no other group until now can even follow. I mean, or even, 17 years up there, Stray Kids, but not quite there yet.
Just to mention as well, like EXO, kasi syempre, isa dun sa mga tanning is kapag pinakasal na, kapag nagkaanak na, pero sa EXO, ang dami na sa kanilang mga tatay may anak na, diba? But then the EXO-Ls are still there. Strong. So like, sana ito ni Revolution at huwag tayo maging sexist na sa mga lalaki lang magiging ganun.
Correct.
Oo, totoo yan. Pero ang question nga is, what are they doing differently now that will make sure that that thing, that the fandom that will ensure the longevity of these groups will be there? So, parang, yun yung gusto kong malaman. Parang, am I slowly being, as we're talking about it now, is this part of that marketing ploy to bring me closer to a girl group that I will actually stan them for a long period of time and actually buy stuff from them? And, you know, really watch their concerts? And, you know,
I guess it's a no. Probably the key talaga is to, like, really make sure that you don't lose your bond with your fandom. Mm-mm. I mean, look at the course.
The course.
They're so much older now. They just came back here to Manila. Uh-oh. They performed. How many nights all sold out? I mean, matatanda na rin yung mga audience niya. Pero kumbaga, we grew up with them. And like, binabalik-balikan pa rin natin sila and all that. So hopefully, ganun din yung mangyari. Ay, well, nasabi nga naman ni Pia na mukha naman ganun talaga. Pero minsan kasi inisip ko, I don't know theory ko lang to, I might be wrong. But what if then a lot of girl groups of the earlier generations, kaya then they don't return or, you know, they kind of stop. I mean, of course, them deciding to follow the family life or, you know, following a different path for them. But what if, kasi honestly, kaya din hindi ako super nainganyo sa K-pop girl GGs before. Kasi nga, it feels like it's a cookie cutter kind of thing.
Correct.
Whereas now, the way they're marketed, ang sobrang lakas na nung individual personalities. Like, in every single girl group now, like, labas na, si girl number one is like this, si girl number two is like that. Alam mo, they super, like, kung anong ginawa ng Spice Girls before, finally, ginagawa nila ngayon. Diba?
Yes.
So, hopefully, because of that, because they feel like, because hopefully these artists will feel like, because they can do whatever they want somehow, according to what they can do, who they are, etc. that will like encourage them to keep on going. Yeah. Alam mo yon, so that we will still have a relationship with them until the end. Yeah. Pero syempre, ibang ano na rin. Ibang conversation na rin yung if they decide to stop because they're exhausted because their work is so exhausting. True. So,
correct. Totoo yan.
We just have to forgive them if they just wanna stop na and like seek a calmer
totoo naman.
And yun, employment kind of occupation because the bones don't get any younger.
Correct.
Alam mo yun?
I guess same with ano, boy groups din.
Oh,
it goes for them.
So, yeah.
May sinabi si Yoongi dun sa last niya na Suchita with Taemin, sobrang cute. But anyway, I think he said this also na before eh, na sabi nila, ang trabaho natin to, as singers, actually, is we sell memories. Yun yung sabi niya. And I think that's
so nice.
Right? As in, sobrang, anyway, madidirail ako. But like, I think maybe that's what comes with marketing to the fandom. Because what I've realized with K-pop as well, diba, it's all about the community. Meron din tayong mga core memory as a community. Like, you know that this, kunari, gosh, this song came out right now. This song came out, si Sungchul, hindi siya kasama. Yung parang may mga ganun kang mga memories na naaalala, diba? So like, if you really target it to the fandom and kasi iba rin yung individual memories if that song really connected to you and really made you feel a certain way. Pero yung may, yung collective feeling din with the people in the community, I think yun yung mas malakas and magdudraw talaga nung mga tao. And with the girl groups kasi yun nga, medyo may pagka-fickle, I guess, because fickle ng audience since marketing to the general public, it's easy for them to just go from one to the other. Like, correct. Hindi mo napapakihan kung ano man yung nangyayari kapag hindi pa nagka-comeback yung group mo. But then, like, true, if you get that loyalty and you have that, the selling of those memories nga.
Parang may story na siya.
Oo, diba? Mas kakabit ngayon yung mga tao.
Which is why I like yung either way talaga ng IVE. I mean, and to think na hindi ko sila gusto. Kasi parang, I'm trying to recall kung meron bang ibang girl groups that had the same song. Pero kasi yung song kasi, a lot of fans relate to IVE's personal experience of being, I mean, they're like the, I mean, they're the most loved and most hated group.
Exactly. Yeah.
Parang may ganun. So, and then that song relates so much to the fans. Kasi kumbaga parang it's, they feel like it's an insight towards the group struggle of being those people, the most loved, most hated.
Mm.
So parang kumbaga yung song means like, either way, however which way you want to see me, I will push forward. Parang ganun.
Mm.
And it becomes such an emotional song that the fans latch onto that because they feel the artist more.
Yeah.
And actually, tama ka nga. I mean, I feel like, siguro sa girl group, parang yun nga, yung songs sila are catered so much to the general public na it has to be like a certain fizzy way. Very summer. Parang ganun usually na feel ko. But now that they're kind of going towards these, they're groups that go towards these directions na a little bit more emotional. Like how we are with boy groups, alam mo yun, na parang we latch onto them because parang they make us feel like we are part of their lives, their stories as well. So I appreciate na may ganun. Like NewJeans, I find it so interesting. Someone pointed this out, I read it, na parang with NewJeans videos, hindi NewJeans ang bida. Ikaw ang bida sa music video ng NewJeans.
Ah.
Yung experience. Parang they're always at the background, di ba? Kinakantahan ka nila. Uh-oh. Or parating may main person.
Oh, hindi siya yung ganda-gandahan na.
Oo.
Hindi siya ganda-gandahan. So, ang story ng NewJeans to you is, they are the background to your life.
Uh-oh.
Parang ganun yung dating. Huh?
Ganda!
Oh, so, ano? Kaya may ganun kang feel tuloy. Parang their songs,
they're there to be the soundtrack.
Or the soundtrack. Of exactly. Your life. Oy, nag-mind
melt. That's so nice.
Diba?
I so love that.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
there's nothing bida, no?
There's nothing wrong with beauty shots and alam mo yon, showcase because these women are all beautiful.
Yeah.
All these GGs, diba? But like, somehow you know that they're selling their beauty.
Yeah.
Alam mo yon, which I don't mind. Yeah. I mean, if we if it means celebrating beauty, yes.
Yeah.
Pero parang I like that NewJeans has a different approach to it.
Because
like, I mean, gets without showcasing, without, yun nga, beauty shots.
Oh.
May beauty shots pa rin naman. Kasi kahit pa paano, kahit na background dancer, ganda-gandahan pa rin naman, ang ganda pa rin nila. Pero kumbaga, hindi yung Yung mga ganon. Sorry, manood kayo ng video.
Story.
Para nakikita niyo kung anong ginagawa ko.
Correct.
Parang, oo. Imagine, wala, hindi sila maganon, pero gandang-gandang-ganda tayo sa kanila.
I love that so much. Ang ganda.
Honestly, like, for example, like, mapakontroversial niya, kunwari, controversial. Like, for example, Queen Card is such a hit. It's such a hit. Pero it's about, like, this, it's about them. May ganon.
Yeah.
Parang, like, pagod na ako na kayo yung queen card, tapos kailangan ako maging kayo. Ayoko na. Yes. Ako naman.
Yes.
Pag-usapan naman natin ako. So, parang na-appreciate ko na, parang, nung nakita ko yung post na yun, na parang, oh my God, oo nga, no? Parang they're never in the center of the story. They're always just in the background.
Yeah.
And their song is your soundtrack.
I love that. Interesting. But in defense of Idol as well, kasi naman, grabe din naman yung mga pinagdaanan ni Soyeon for her to be able to be where she is right now. Like, she was once named as, like, the ugliest girl idol. Na, parang, as in, gano'n naman.
Sakit?
Oo, swear, as in, gano'n talaga yung ano sa kanya. So, like, I mean, right now, deserve naman niya yung mga ano. So, go Soyeon. I love her. I like
deserve
her.
Naman. Oo.
I think going
and
back.
And she writes the
Yeah, band. She's the one who produces. Yeah.
Parang siya yung Uzi nila, diba?
Correct. I appreciate that.
And I think going back to what you were saying before, parang yung GGs, their songs, they're meant for the general public. Parang, kumbaga hype. In a way that's like, back then, ha, yung mga GGs of before that we know. It's really, it's because when we see, I guess, beautiful women, we want to be happy or alam mo yun, yun yung thing sa general public. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, and maybe, just maybe, because of that, yung queen card nga, there's nothing wrong if, like, that's how it makes you feel.
Correct.
Diba? But it's nice lang din. And same with, sorry, Stacy, yung teddy bear. It's such an earworm. I swear to God, like, I can't believe it's stuck in my head na kind of song. Alam mo yun. Anyway, but it's nice now that hindi lang sila puro ganun na. May iba ng options.
May iba ng options. Kailangan din naman ng ganun eh. I mean, for example, 17. God of Music, fine, it's like relates to us. You know, fans very much because, I mean, it's a lyricism and stuff. But it's also very easy to listen.
Yeah.
So parang may ganun silang songs. But at the same time, they also have like their other songs. Like, yon. Alam mo yon? Parang not necessarily like radio-friendly kind of songs. But it's not targeted, of course, there. It's targeted to the fans.
Yeah.
So having that kind of diversity in terms, not even diversity, I think that's a wrong term because diversity feels like it's so manufactured. But they feel like maybe they're showing themselves more. Mm. I feel like going back to Mon's statement earlier, na parang you set the girl groups at such a higher standard. Parang ako super same. Alam mo yun? Na parang I feel like I ask for more because as women, I feel like they represent so much more. Mm. Kaya ako, feel ko kaya ako nagsistand ng mga like strong girl groups. Kasi parang yun yung iniisip kong way to counter all these like patriarchal channeling. Alam mo yun? To be a strong woman. But understanding actually the groups more, like for example, Twice, like it's only like this year na parang I really started to really like them. Na parang there's also a power in like leaning towards your femininity. Alam mo yun? Parang getting into that. So, a mix of both worlds. Ani pa nga. Alam mo yun? And as we've been telling kanina, parang you can go general public and you can also have songs that really cater to your, to the hearts of your fandom.
Yeah.
And will make them stronger.
To the beating of your heart.
To the
as
beating
an individual.
Of their hearts. Okay, sorry. Meron akong isang question. Parang I want to know actually your statement. Because when I read about this, parang, what will the girls think about this? Okay. So, there's this senior researcher from Circle Chart. So, his name is, talagang sinabi natin yung pangalan niya. Like, kilala ko ba siya? Hindi. Anong masabi na tunay ako nagbasa? Pangalan niya si Kim Jin-woo. Ang sabi niya, business-wise, the K-pop market may even be changed where it becomes meaningless to distinguish between boy bands and girl groups. Marketing strategy-wise, I think. So what do you guys think about that?
Again, so parang magiging same strategy ng boy group and girl group parang in terms
ganun.
Of marketing.
Uh-oh. Yes, correct.
Yung lumalabas nga na ganun eh. Kasi kumbaga, nakaka-K-pop na yung girl groups now. Kung ano yung ginagawa ng boy groups now, ginagawa na rin ng girl groups now. Parang may ganun. Tama ba yung pagkaintindi ko?
Tama naman, o. Kasi parang kumbaga, he's coming from, yun nga, yung mga girl groups kasi they're marketed towards the general public. Parang they're always like, stuck with this like sexy cutie-cutie image. Ganyan. So parang ngayon, parang how they're marketed is different na. Yun. So, it will become meaning. Kumbaga parang the strategy will be the same regardless of what the group is.
It's so hard for me to comment on this because I don't know how these groups market. Present generation or kahit yung mga older generation, parang hindi ko din talaga alam. Although, parang just looking back with, for example, Le Sserafim, sobrang nagustuhan ko na meron sila nung parang documentary when they started because that immediately gives you that connection to them. And just, how impressive naman kasi this lineup of girls. Like, hindi na talagang deserve na deserve nila yung documentary. And just looking back, like, ang dami din kasing mga boy groups na ganun din yung start, diba? Parang with 17 din, diba? They had that pre-debut.
Ay, correct.
So, gusto mo na sila, diba? Gusto mo na talaga sila bago pa sila mag-debut and you get to know them. So, in terms of that, like, I think it's very effective. And kasi, the thing about girl groups is that you could market it to both girls and boys as opposed to boy groups. Oo, may mga lalaki na nagsusupport ng boy groups, pero hindi sila kasing stans as girls would be. Or maybe the day will come that they would openly celebrate how much they love other boy groups, but not like girl groups na easily, kahit na lalaki o babae nagsabi na gusto nila siya, gusto nila, they would proudly say it. So parang, if they go through that direction, sobrang wow na, wala na, ubos na, sila na talaga yung magdodominate ng lahat. And I would love to see it. I would love to see that happen. Hello, levels Taylor Swift, diba? Like, anybody would say that they love Taylor Swift regardless of gender.
Exactly.
Kung maabot yun ng mga girl groups,
What would it take for you to stan a girl group more than a boy group?
Time and money.
Time.
Ang hirap eh.
Bakit time and money? Ah, okay.
Ang hirap eh. First time, kasi kapag nagsistan ako, buo, aalamin ko lahat. And nung...
Anong kunyari, like, girl group, tapos parang nakalimutan mo na yung 17. Would there ever be a group that would make you say, ayok? I mean, 17, tabi ka muna sandali.
If I had the time nga. Yun, ako, kasi, timing talaga na pandemic kasi nung BTS 17. Ang dami kong oras to get into them as much as I am right now. So, kung merong, like, for example, yun nga, Luna, parang, kung meron akong mas or... Well, pandemic din nun, sa bagay. But I feel like yun lang, kung meron akong magustuhan, tapos bubuhusan ko siya ng same na oras. If I had that kind of like liberty, then probably. Pero right now, di ba, parang sinabi din ni Sol, dami din niyang sinastan, pero walang oras eh, hirap.
Correct, kaya lang isa.
Oo, isa lang yung kakayanin mo na pinaka-i-alt. So if I had like, maybe in an alternate universe, AU na naman. Na madami siyang oras na mag-stand lang forever.
What would it take? Pero what would it take?
So, like I said, yung magaganda mag-perform. As in, performance naman talaga. And then, syempre, yung chemistry din nila as a group. Like, if I had more time as well, ang dami, di ba, Le Sserafim has like their variety and NewJeans also. Hindi ko naman napapanood eh. But if I had all the time in the world, I would.
You would.
Correct.
Okay. Simon?
Honestly, I mean, one of my uses for K-pop is to get my mind off. I mean, to be in a different world. In a sense na, I mean, women, I'm surrounded by great women. I have you guys. I have so many girlfriends. I have sisters. Alam mo yon, I have aunts. I feel like, because standing a group kasi, it really feels like you're being with friends, right?
Yes.
It's like you're growing up with friends. On pag Delulu Nights lovers, pero alam mo yun. In general, friends.
Oh, every day is Delulu.
Walang oras na pinipili.
Kaya tanghaling tapat yan. Go.
Oh, diba? So the groups that you stand, they're your friends. And I feel like kasi filled na yung... I mean, I'm sure there's space for it. Ooh. But I'm so content with my girlfriends, kumbaga. My girl community.
Interesting.
And even though I also have a lot of guy friends, parang yung mundo naman ng boy groups na binibigay sa akin. I mean, my guy friends won't do that.
Hindi sila magpapakita ng abs sa'yo.
Sila hindi sila gaganon.
Hindi sila sasayaw. Hindi sila magbabody rolls. Alam mo yun?
Correct.
So it's a different kind of people that I've never really met. Or maybe yes, kasi kahit pa paano, we're like, you know, we have a performance background, blah, blah, blah. But it's not a lot. It's just piling-pili. Alam mo yun?
Correct.
So boy groups really put me in a different world and that's why I like it. That's why I like stanning them. So, in as much as I know there are so many great girl groups out there and who will come pa. Pero, I mean, I will appreciate them with open arms. But, yun nga, with my use for K-pop, I just feel like hindi ko matatanggal na it'll be girl groups above boy groups.
Above their boy parang groups. Ganun. Gets. Super gets.
Really.
Shucks. Ako, ang hirap. And very true then to what you said. It's still a very hard question. Parang, they have to be the Spice Girls. As in yung Spice Girls level. And kailangan, kung girl group lang isa stand ko, lahat ng boy groups tsaka. Parang ganun. Alam mo yun? Ang hirap eh. Mm-hmm. Kasi katapat mo, female fantasy.
Mm-mm.
Parang hindi magagawa yun sa akin ng girl group.
Mm-mm.
I mean, nagkaroon ako ng moment na parang akala ko tibuna ako for Moonbyul. Alam mo yun? Parang ako, like, sabi ko sa kapatid ko, girl, affected ka rin ba ni Moonbyul? Tapos sabi niya, oh my God, ako din. Parang, okay, thank God. Akala ko ako lang. Akala ko tibuna ako. Which is not bad. But it's just a very confusing situation. Yeah. Alam mo yun? But, ayun. So, like, iba talaga ang female fantasy. So, I will appreciate them. I really do still appreciate them. I mean, right now, alam yun, and all the beautiful things that they have done recently. But, yun yan. Isang malaking, hadlang ang ating, pheromones. But of course, before we end this episode, alam nyo naman, we always end with a game. And once again, ibabalik po natin ang ating mind-melding game.
Kaya na ba natin? Totoo na ba ito?
Kaya pa ba? Oh my God.
Totoo na to. Okay. Actually, kayo na pa tayo nag-mind-meld. Napansin ko. Marami-raming mga mind-melding sa episode na to. Ang goal of this game is to get to one word as fast as you can. Okay, so two people will be participating. So we'll have two participants. Not all of us will play, so two at a time lang tayo. Two people will think of a random word. And then, they will try as much as they can to get to the same word.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yung paulit-ulit. Okay. So, yon. Associate. They will have to associate both words to a new word. And they will have to repeat until they say the same thing. Okay, ang goal nito is, ng mind melding na to, is to create the one to sarang girl group. Sakto talaga pare-pare sa outfit. We will have three rounds, okay? Ang first round natin is we have to get to our girl group name.
Okay.
Our second round is we have to get to our album's name. Our debut album's name. Okay.
Pero one word lang lahat to, no?
Hindi naman necessary. Parang remember before. Parang kahit na two words. Ganun. Basta, as long as magkatugma kayo. Regardless, two words, one word. I mean, milagro kung magkatugma kayo at three words. I mean, that's like the ultimate mind melding. If you do, then that would be so amazing. Okay. Alright. And then the last is, we will have to get to our fandom name.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. First, we will start with Pia and Bon. Second round will be Trency and Pia. And then, third round is Mon and Trency.
Okay.
Okay. Monica and Pia, nakasalanay sa inyong ating girl group name. Kaya galingan nyo.
Boston.
Oh my God. Ang hirap.
USA.
Na-stress na ako. Hanggang bukas, wala tayong pangalan.
yung unang tanong, guys. Okay, right. I will count in 3, 2, 1, and meld. Any word.
Bright colors.
Diamond.
Ah, okay. Exciting. Na-excite ako.
Sapphire.
Blue.
Oh! Ang lapit na. Ang lapit na. Ang lapit na. Excite ako.
Go.
Turquoise?
Gems?
Oh my God! That was in my head.
Magkaka-girl okay. group name na tayo.
I know.
Turquoise, gems. Gems. Baka may iba pang gems. I don't know.
Crystal?
Hologram?
Hologram!
Ano nga, crystal to hologram, girl? Gems to hologram.
Gem and the hologram.
Gem and the holograms kasi.
Gem and the holograms. Okay, gets, okay. gets. Doon ka pala pumunta.
Ano yung sabi mo?
Crystal.
Crystal. Okay,
we can either go, we can go crystal direction or hologram direction.
Oo nga eh. Go.
Misfits.
Shiny. Naging shiny din. Eh, may banda ng ganyan.
Correct. Nuna daw may epo. Gold.
90s.
In fairness, maraming gold noong 90s, galing Saudi.
24 karat.
Karat?
So, ang girl group name natin ay Karats.
Lagyan natin 24 para maiba.
Kasi,
us kasi, as karats, pero 24 din.
Hour karats tayo. From 1 to sarang.
To sarang. Okay, kami naman ni Pia. Okay. What is our first album name? Kaya natin to.
Okay.
Any word, any word. At least meron tayong 24 karat na pwedeng ano, angkoran, di ba? In 3, 2, 1.
Twinkle.
Jewelry.
Diamond.
Diamond.
Okay. Oh,
bilis!
Nakasalalay sa inyong dalawang fandom name nating mga 24 karats. Okay.
Ang ating first album ay Diamond. Grabe, sobrang lakas mga tita ng album na ito.
Oo, kailangan natin so, i-invite yung solid RJ. Gold dancers.
Doon siya mapunta. Okay, let's go, Mon. Ang ating fandom name. Fandom name. Okay.
Shit. Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, and
Brings. Okay. Metal.
Engagement.
Naisip ko rin yun. Yung dapat una ko sasabihin.
Sabihin? Oh my God! Shit! Shit! Paano fandom name natin engagement?
Bibigyan natin sila ng mga ments.
Oo. So, ang sabi mo?
Metal.
Metal. Okay, metal. One and...
Silver.
Uri Silver Dool! Or as Koreans, Subadul.
Oh, Subadul. Okay, so there we go. That is our girl group. Our girl group is 1, 2, 3, and
24 karat.
Our first album is called Diamond. And our fan, hi, our fandom is The Silver.
Silver Dool.
Because, sarang, hey, how silver.
How silver. Okay. So, yun po. Abangan nyo na lang po ang aming debut. Girl, feel ko kailangan talaga tayo mag-debut.
Go. Naka-outfit na tayo.
Abangan
nyo
na lang sa... Oo, correct. Guys, abangan nyo lang sa December kasi magkakaroon kami ng December special. Wow! So, baka dun kami mag-debut.
Abangan ninyo.
Abangan ninyo sa December. Ang aming regalo sa inyo ngayong Pasko. Christmas album pala, The Diamond.
Grabe, ang dami mo ng spoiler. Tama na. Wow.
Ay, sorry. Oh my God, sorry. Shit, mag-fine ako 10 million won. Shit. Okay, so anyway, thank you guys for watching or listening to this episode. Salamat sa inyong pagtangkilik sa amin at Wanto Sarang. You know where to listen to us. You have to follow us on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And of course, follow us on all our socials. And guys, if you really like our show, please go and share us to the world. I-share nyo kami sa mga friends nyo. I-recommend nyo kami. you know, tulungan niyo kami tumikas noon para naman makakuha kami ng sponsorship galing sa Gentle Monster.
Paki-support po ang aming debut.
Correct. Paki-support po ang aming big debut. Okay, so, of course, as a pa-teaser na rin for our debut song, we will like have a little snippet of a song for you. Okay. I will start and here we go. Sabay-sabay po kami kakanta.
Okay.
Please, tangkilikin niyo po kami. And treat us well, treat us kindly. Thank you so much.
Joseo.
Samna, okay. A one, a two, a one, two, three, go.
The diamonds are all over the place.
Si Monica ay sumabay.
The diamonds
are very hard.
Very hard.
Yeah. And if you like the diamonds,
you take all your money
and throw it to us.
And us.
Thank you.
Kamsahamnida!
Kamsahamnida!
Gotchok Dome! What's up?
What's up? Jamsung Stadium, let's go!